started last Sunday, there's help for me in God. There is help for me in God. Praise the Lord. If you can look at the words written by that prophet Hosea, Hosea chapter 13 and verse 9, I believe that you will find where we will begin. The scripture says the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. And if there ever was a time that we need to learn, that time is now. God has not changed in his ability and in his love for his people. The difference now is that was a closed group. When God really only showed real love to Israel and demonstrated that love through them and provided a savior through them. But after providing a savior through them, he broke down the partition wall, the dividing curtain that hindered us, the Gentiles, from coming into the things of God. And now all can be saved. All can be helped. All can be delivered. And when we look at the things in the Old Testament in particular, we should look at them not to so much see ourselves in the people, but to see the God of the people. Because the people may change, but the God remains the same. Are you hearing me today? So I want to encourage you as you hear the word of the Lord and see the things that are written in Scripture. We're going to be dealing with some things that I believe that God will use to help us. And we're living in a day where there is greater grace. There is greater grace. Greater grace from the Lord and greater grace from the Father. And the grace of God is intended for God to use his power, his ability, his resources to bless our lives. Glory to God. The word of the Lord says, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. Israel, you've destroyed yourself, but in me is thine help. In this day of addictions, I just want to be one of the voices that says, you can destroy yourself with drugs. You can destroy yourself with all kinds of things that have you bound. And yet, there's help for you in God. I want you to open your mouth and let your faith go up and say, there's help for me in God. Now, Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will anoint my tongue. Let it be like a pen to write upon the tables of the hearts of your people, that they might see, they might hear, and receive the engrafted word of God that is able to save, that is able to change, and that is able to make whole. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Jesus ended his time on the earth by giving to us a New Testament concept. He came to reveal the Father. And a part of what he comes to reveal is that he says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. He continued that commitment in that he says, I'm going away, but I am sending another comforter that he may abide or remain with you forever. Satan is behind the mindset and pushing the conviction, especially to believers, that you're alone. You are not alone. Satan conveys that. In fact, what he really reminds us is, he says, we stand alone. But with us is our God to help us. Don't go through life without God. If you are just without God, you are alone. In fact, you are without hope and without God in the world. But you don't have to be. Hallelujah. In Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter in the 9th verse, we receive some tremendous words from a preacher. And these words helps us to understand how important it is to not be alone. If you go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, God put Adam there. And then God says it's not good for man to be alone. And so God made a help that was meet for him. Now you might ask the question, so now wait a minute, I thought God was there. God was there and he was not alone in the sense that he did not have God. But God wants us to understand that we are not just human beings on one level. If we were just human beings on one level, we wouldn't need anybody else but God. But we need God. We also need one another. In fact, when he describes the church, he describes the church as the body of Christ. Every joint supplying, fitly joined together. That's what he provides, because it's not good for us to be alone. What is good for us? When I need someone to walk beside me in life, doing life kind of things. Oh, my Lord, let me work with this a little bit. There are people who the enemy has distorted their mind, and they sing a song. Song is, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. But I can say, like the woman said to Bishop in Bishop Mason's day, when somebody was up there, was out of the will of God, and they were just talking, and the Holy Ghost says, at least Bishop Patterson said, the Holy Ghost said to a woman out in the audience, lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie. No person is so whatever human that you have no need for another human being. But at
the same time, a human being doesn't replace God, and God didn't intend for himself to replace human beings. God is God, and we need God for God things. Did you all hear that? I may need you to walk with me through life, but you can't save me. You can forgive me of what I did to you, but you can't forgive me of my sins. I need God to forgive me of my sins. You can let it go, but only God can cast it behind his back and remember it no more. So I need God for God things, and I need you for human things.
So whether you're talking about the human aspect of this or the divine aspect of this, I want you to be clear that two are better than one. Are we together in Ecclesiastes chapter 4? Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one because they have good reward for their labor. And if they fall. See, when you look at this teaching here by the preacher, you can get it clear that falling is something that can happen in life. Touch somebody near you and tell them, falling can happen. He didn't say when they fall. He says if they fall. He says if they fall, then one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he hath not another to what? To help him up. Now, I know that there are people who spend their lives trying to connect to another human being so they've got human help through life. And I'm just trying to make sure that it is clear. While, yes, it says this, and the word of God is clear that if there are two, then when one falls, there's another to help him up. I'm here to tell you, don't substitute a brother or a sister or a spouse or someone else for the other two that needs to be God in your life. Because there's help that comes from God that doesn't come from anybody else. Because sometimes you need help with your mind. And only God is a mind regulator. Oh, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that if you don't know it, you need to know it. Glory to God. We all need some mind regulating. Hallelujah. And God is able to help us with the mind. In fact, he gives us to how the mind can be under the control of another mind. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And if we let that mind be in us, then we will not be doing what the mind, the human mind, is limited to. It wants to walk after the flesh, but if the mind of Christ is in you, it will be walking after the Spirit. Don't go through life without divine help. Because with divine help, when a man or woman fall, God is able to help.
And this word here that says when they fall, that word fall, is not just a word that represents a mishap. That word actually means when they are caused to fall. Caused to fall. That word, it's a Hebrew word. It could have been translated supplanted. Many of us are familiar with that because we see it in the light of Satan himself as the supplanter. When they are supplanted, something conniving and vicious done to cause a fall. It is used of a person falling to the ground. It is used of a person who may be seated in a high place, like seated on a horse, and something happens and they fall from the horse. It also was used in another case with representing falling into a ditch, falling into a snare. And you know, when a snare is set, it is a trap set, intended, and waiting for you because of some humanness, maybe not watchful, not prayerful, distracted, falling into a snare, falling in battle, falling by the sword. It is even used of falling into sickness. And it is interestingly the use of falling into decay, like a building falls into decay because of neglect. So whether you're talking about ruin on one level or ruin on another level, he's just trying to remind us, don't go through life alone. Ask God to be with you. Walk with you. Invite him to be with you. Invite him to walk with you. Invite him to live in you, because there are times where we need our steps ordered by the Lord so that our end is not ruined. And he gives us some directions in the word of the Lord that helps us to understand how we can avoid ruin. And my reminder to you today is strongly, don't go through life without God. Don't go through life without God. If someone is asking you, you know, why, you know, what's up with you? You look like why all this church stuff, you know, they don't really need to do all of that. Tell them, remind them, make sure you tell yourself, I go to church because it's a part of my way to stay connected to God, because I need him to get through the other days of the week. I need him to deal with the insanity that's knocking on the door of my mind. I need him. I need him when I see myself aging and I see life getting away from me and the things I used to do. It's not that I don't do them anymore. I can't do them anymore. I see things happening in my body and I need to tell the Lord and help him, ask him to help me. Help me with my health. Help me that I don't come to ruin. Help me with my decision. Help me to understand what I need to do. Glory to God. What I need to eat, what I don't need to eat. Lead me in every path of life. And you know, we talk about it a lot of times. We say so-and-so fell into bad health. And we're talking about what happens to a person. And many times that falling into bad health
Sometimes it is related to things that we know about. And then sometimes it's related to things that we don't even know about. I heard a report the other day that even the thought of it was mind-boggling. Someone accused some people in another state, since this they got this thing of a bottled water, and they was accusing some people of sending into the grocery stores in the predominantly African-American communities things that were substandard to help lead to the ill health in various communities. I'm here to say to you that there are some wicked people around. Now, I'm not a racist person, and I don't play the race card. I understand the satanic attack. I understand when the devil is doing something. But I do know that he is the spirit that works in children of disobedience. He's in them. He works in them. And many of us can see this same thing. You can go from one side of town to the other side of town and go to the same grocery stores, and there is a difference. Sometimes the quality of meat is different. There's something satanic behind that. But I'm glad that Jesus told us that if we even drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. You gotta have God. I said, you've gotta have God. You can start pointing the fingers at people, but glory to God, those folk up there in Flint did not know what was happening to them. They just knew they were getting sick. I'm here to say, you gotta have God. You've got to have God. They fell into sickness because people were hiding information that those people were entitled to. And it is a just thing when people who are holding and withholding information and they end up being incarcerated for their ill because they have ripped havoc on human beings. But I'm glad to be able to say that no matter what the face looked like of the supplanter, God is our help. God is our help. Look at this example in the book of Matthew, the 15th chapter. Asking God for help is not only needed, it is worship. The old saints used to say, you know, I use this terminology because many of you didn't grow up in the same organization that I grew up in, so you don't remember all of this stuff. So I have to bring it back to your mind, or bring it to your mind, some of the things that was a part of my experience, because they helped me to understand how much the older saints were truly being led by the Holy Ghost. In this generation, we would do, you know, you see people through the audience, you know, I worship you, Father. I bless your name, oh God. You know, they do that. But I grew up under hearing people all through the service. There was some hallelujahs, but there was thank you, Jesus. And there was a whole lot of help, Lord. is there anybody that remember, dude, you're part of that generation, so you remember that help, Lord? It was not until I read this about this woman that I found out that it was one of the highest words of worship you could give to God. Help, Lord. You know, you can say, I bless you, O God, but then don't look to him for help. You can say, I love you, Lord, but then don't look for him, to him for help. But God is not only worship, God is highly praised when we bless him and still reach for him to him for help. Before I finish this, I want to just tell you, if you are a parent, you would be so insulted if your child was in the line at Walmart with you and you were checking out and your child was asking people that was coming up in the line, can you buy this for me? Will you buy this for me? Something on the inside of you would just rise up. Thank you. Because it would be the most demeaning thing. Here I am. They're calling me mama. They're calling me daddy. But they're asking others to meet their need. I want to tell you something. It is insulting to God to be in a church, to praise him, and then to walk out and look for help from someone else other than the one that you worship. If he is your help, look to him for help. If he is your strength, look to him for strength. If he is your life, look to him for life. Can you say amen? Look at this great way that this woman honored the Lord. Verse 22. Are we together? The scripture says, he said, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is what? Grievously vexed with a devil. Now, we don't have to get into the explanation of that. We just know a baby was bad. It was bad. And he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away because she crieth after us. It's amazing how sometimes church people begin to steal God's glory. It just amazes me. Glory to God. She didn't ask them. She said, Lord, have mercy on me and help. My daughter is grievously vexed on the devil. Have mercy on me. And they said, send her away. She crying after us. But he answered, I'm glad that the Lord is not like man. He answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, he said, I am sent to the people who are not supposed to be blessed. I'm sent to the people who are not supposed to be helped. I'm sent to them, glory to God. And you know what? Even at that time, though he was really sent to the Jews, his ministry and his reach after his death, his burial and resurrection was to reach all beyond just Israel and reach us. And the Bible says, and then she came. You see, that's what I want to tell you. Even if you experience rejection from people
who should be helping you to draw nigh to God. If you experience their rejection, I want to encourage you. Don't stop coming back to him. Don't stop praying. And then she came, and look at this, and worshiped him. How does she worship? Saying, Lord, help me. Let me just throw something in here for you. She didn't just start with, Lord, help my child. She didn't end with that. She started with, Lord, help my child. But when you really need help, especially when it has something to do with someone who you care about, you get one with it. Lord, help me. Now, who was grievously vexed? The daughter. But you know, problems and vexation affects the whole family. And she worshiped the Lord saying, Lord, have mercy on me and on us and help me. Have mercy on us and help me. Have mercy on me and help me. Have mercy on us and help us. She was asking God to do it for me and it'll bless my child. Do it for me and it'll help my child. Oh, when you come to worship and glory to God, there might be problems in your house and you need to call on the God of your life. Call on him and tell him to help me. Lord, if you help me, my children will be blessed. If you help me, my home will be blessed. If you help me, the devil will be driven out. Lift your hands and shout, glory! And he said, he answered and said, it is not meet, it is not appropriate to take the children's bread. Talking of the house of Israel, God's chosen people, and cast it to the dogs. But here's a woman who had the kind of faith that would not be denied. She said, truth, Lord. You are right, Lord. It ain't no lie. It's the wrong thing to take the children's bread, to take their bread and give it to the dogs. But I'm here to tell you, this woman understood. I don't have to take anything from the children in order to deal with God's leftovers. She says, there are crumbs that fall from the table, and I've learned that there are crumbs on the table and there's crumbs that fall from the table, and God has enough help that there's enough help in the crumbs that don't make it to the floor, and they can help your life. And even if they said, now look, you know, God looked like they're like, look like God saving anybody now. Yeah. Sometimes he's going to the dogs. Sometimes he's going to the ones that don't even look like they ought to be help. They don't even look like they ought to be straightened. But I'm here to tell you that from the guttermost to the uttermost, he can save. From the guttermost to the uttermost, he can deliver. Say yes. Hallelujah. She said, yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said, oh, woman of great faith. Oh, woman of great faith. You know what great faith is? Great faith is not just, Lord, have mercy on me. Great faith is, I won't be denied. No matter how it looks, I'm going to go after what I can get. I may not get the bread on the table. I may not get the crumbs on the table, but if I can get to the crumb that hit the floor, there's enough power. Hey, hey, there's enough power in what hits the floor. I'm here to tell you there's enough power in what God has. Say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't know where the child was. I could go much further, but I don't just I guess I'll end here. I don't know where the child was. It is quite likely she wasn't holding the child's daughter's hand. The daughter may not have been walking with her, but wherever she was, I said, wherever she was, the hand of the Lord was able to reach her where she was. And I just want to remind you, you may be sitting in 6070, I-55 South Harvest Celebration, place of worship, but you're saying, Lord, have mercy and help us and help me. And God will reach over into Houston, Texas. God can reach. Hey, God can reach down in the Florida. God can reach back at the house. God can reach no matter where they are. And he can save. He can deliver. He can cast the devil out of the mind. Yeah. Without a prayer line and an altar service, Jesus had enough mercy and gave that woman enough help that a daughter who wasn't with her, the devil that was grievously vexing her, went out. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter where they are. I know sometimes you say, Lord, if I can just get them in the right church. Hey, I want to tell you, get them to the right deliverer. He can reach. I said, he can reach. Never, they are never out of his reach. He can reach to California. I said he can reach. He can reach to Florida. He can reach. He can reach to Georgia. He can reach. Hey, I said he's got enough reach. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. I said there's power in the name of Jesus. There's victory in his name. There's help in his name. There's hope in his name. There's deliverance in his name. There's victory in his name. Hallelujah. Everyone stand. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say it with me one more time. There is help for me in God. When helping me is not where I am, but where someone that I love is. We don't see it as much now, but we need it more now than we've ever, than the generations past has ever needed it. Generations past, they would pray and believe God and stay before God until a wayward child. They wouldn't know where he was, she was. They didn't even know they were dead or alive. And sometime over in the night, they would hear a knock at the door. Who is that here this time of night? It's me, mama. It's me, daddy. Son that was lost, daughter that was lost. There was no texting to keep trying to pull them and reel them in. It was just prayer. Oh, hallelujah. It was just prayer. It was just worship. Because when those old mothers and some of those younger mothers were sitting in the house of the Lord, you never even knew what they were saying, help Lord. You didn't know what they were talking about. But the Holy Ghost did. And God reached beyond time zones. And God got a hold to somebody's mind. And tell you how the power of God work. Sometime that person, it took them days, weeks, and maybe even months to finally get back to that little shotgun house and crawl up on that porch. Maybe even sleep there all night long until everybody woke up. I'm here to tell you, Shadabose, I'm here to tell you that God's power is just as real now as it was back then. All he needs is the same thing he saw in this woman. He says, great is your faith. My confidence is high. Is there anybody with me today? My confidence is high. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray because somebody said that. And that thing reached you. It may not be a daughter, but it is somebody that the devil is having a field day with him in your life. I want to pray with you. I want to join our faith together. Hallelujah. Today, you're going to say it like you've never said it before. Lord, have mercy on us and help us. Lord, have mercy on me and help us. Help my child. Help my daughter. Help my spouse. Yes, Lord. Help my brother. Help my sister. Help my dad. Help my mama. Drugs are taking her. Help me. Send help. Send help. Glory to God. I'm waiting for you so that we can pray together. We're going to cast our cares upon the Lord. He cares about us. We're going to pray and we're going to believe God for answers and believe God for deliverance. Thank you, Jesus, for victory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other.
Hallelujah.
Reaches to me.
He'll help you no matter where you need help.
You are my hope.
You are my hope.
Hope like no other.
Like no other.
Hope like no other.
Yes, yes.
Reaches to me.
I'm saying to you today that whatever grieves you does matter to God. Whatever grieves you does matter to God. Hallelujah. And he is your help and he will help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sing a little bit more. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
You are my strength.
Open your mouth and just call upon him for help.
Strength like no other.
Help.
Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my help.
Hallelujah.
Help like no other. Help like no other. It reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. strength like no other.